Congress, for the first time, overrode one of President Obama's vetoes. The bill, which now becomes law, allows September 11th victims to sue Saudi Arabia based on allegations that the government there provided support to terrorist attackers. Obama argued the law makes U.S. officials vulnerable to similar lawsuits in foreign courts. 97 senators voted to overturn the veto today, including both Alaskans. Senator Lisa Murkowski said it gives victims and their families an avenue to justice. But Alaska Congressman Don Young bucked the tide. He was one of only 18 Republicans in the House who voted to uphold Obama's veto. His spokesman, Matt Shuckerow, says the congressman voted for principle over politics.
Many have made this vote, particularly this issue about overriding the president and overriding his veto, rather than an examination of the legislation and the policy itself.
In a written statement, Young says he sympathizes with the victims, but says the law allowing them to sue Saudi Arabia threatens national security and the safety of Americans deployed abroad. Shuckerow says Obama has taken plenty of actions Young would like to reverse, but he agreed with Obama in opposing this bill.
This was not a vote that he took lightly, but it was something that, given his concerns, that the risk it posed to American military and intelligence personnel overseas and the unintended consequences of this legislation that it poses, he could not support it.
Congress is also on track to pass a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Both Alaska senators voted for the spending bill, and the House was scheduled to vote on it this evening.